Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast, the latest medical news, but much more importantly, what it means to you. The stories today that are making the news, but much more importantly, how we should react to them. The top story, does taxing soda actually stop people from drinking it? Yes, we need the help it gives the Philadelphia teams. Philadelphia City is taxing it about 20%. And obviously, the Eagles, Villanova, and now the 76ers are romping. We need them in Cleveland. Help our Browns. It's switching from aging sugar to healthy water. The second story, the value of social media to medicine, making drugs, devices, and healthcare systems safer. The FDA restricts the sale of the Assure contraceptive device, requiring women to be informed of the risks. Yes, it is social media that did that. Now we need social media so that you choose only food that loves your body back. What are the other 11 and what are best for you? Avocados and cruciferuses are the least contaminated and best for you. Strawberries top the dirty dozen list of fruits and vegetables. What do you do about it? Are you a night owl, regularly staying up late at night? Could be deadly, a new study finds. And what about asparagine? That's from asparagus and cancer. Does that cause you to die younger? We'll come back to what we should do with asparagus in the near future. And a reservoir of infectious diseases from opioid injection. It's a ticking time bomb, the CDC, that puts all of us in America, maybe in the world, at risk for some really serious infectious diseases. Those are the top stories. Let's now get to them and get to what they mean for you. Well, the value of, let's go and do the taxing soda. I love that story. Philadelphia put a tax on soda, and that increases its price to all of us, if you will, that are in Philadelphia. What's happened since then? Sales of sugared soda has gone down 48%. That's right. More than 40%, 48, almost 50%. Sales of bottled water more than made up for it. It's gone up by, it says 64%, which is amazing increase. And the Philadelphia sports teams are romping over everybody. I guess that's a good thing for the Philadelphia sports teams. What do I say about it? Of course, in Cleveland, we need the help. Our Browns haven't won in years. And the Philadelphia 76ers and Villanova showing basketball is even better with it. Our Cavaliers need that help. And, if you will, we really need the help for a football team, those Browns. So, Philadelphia, I hope we've learned the lesson. Maybe it is the fact that you're not aging the players because they're avoiding the sugared soft drinks and drinking the make yourself younger water too. That's a good thing. So Philadelphia, congratulations. I wish we were doing as well in Cleveland, especially with our sports teams. How about the value of social media to medicine? Well, this is an interesting story. The women who were involved in side effects from this device, the Assure device, it's a E-S-S-U-R-E. It's a device where you put a little coil in the fallopian tube. It forms an inflammatory response around it, ties off the fallopian tubes so you can't get pregnant. So it's a birth control method that is relatively permanent. And what's happened with it since it's been on the market? Well, there are a lot of side effects from it that weren't there. And the FDA didn't recognize this initially. The company didn't, if it recognized it, didn't do anything about it. And so then these women took to social media and emailing each other, et cetera. And so the FDA saw all this social media attention and has required a black box label. And now you have to have a consent form, a specific consent form, for you to take it. And that's really the value of social media, I think, to all of medicine. It should make medicine safer and better for all of us, if you will, by the way they're doing this. And I think that's a great thing. It should help with medicine side effects. It should help with the healthcare side effects. And maybe we can use it even to get us to know where the best food is that is healthy for you. That is food that loves your body back. So maybe social media is a great thing for health. We'll have to stay tuned. This is just one example of how it can help your health. What about the Duty Dozen? Well, the best ones in the non-pesticide contaminating list are things that are wonderful for you. Avocados and cruciferous vegetables, cauliflower, eggplant, cabbage, broccoli, those have the lowest level, and they're really healthy in fighting cancer and in being healthy fat in the case of avocados, and those have the lowest pesticides. So the Clean 15, avocados, sweet corn, pineapples, cabbage, onions, frozen sweet peas, papayas, asparagus, mangoes, eggplants, honeydews, kiwis, cantaloupes, cauliflower, broccoli. Now, we still want you to wash them, and I'll teach you how to wash them in a few seconds, but those you don't have to spend extra money on buying organic. The ones you have to spend money on buying organic, strawberries, spinach, nectarines, apples, grapes, peaches, cherries, pears, tomatoes, celery, potatoes, sweet bell peppers, and used to be lettuce. I don't know why lettuce fell off the list, but those are the ones. Spend some extra money when you buy those. Get organic, and when you get them, you still should wash everything. Wash it with a salad spinner. Put it in a salad spinner. Wash it with some hot water with a little bleach in it three times, twice with the bleach in it. Then the third time, make sure you wash it, and maybe a fourth time, wash it with just clean, clear water and spin it dry each time with your salad spinner. That's the way I think we should handle the Dirty Dozen, as well as you should do the same thing to the Clean 15. One of the stories that I really like this week is about benefits of exercise. That is, they looked at 500,000 people who were at higher risk of heart disease because of family history or genetics. And they said, what happens if you exercise versus you don't? A 48%, geez, that's the same number as the sugar soda, 48% reduction in heart attacks, 64% reduction in incidence of atrial fibrillation. So exercise in just doing that walking every day really radically reduces your risk of the side effect of, if you will, or the genetic effect of heart disease and stroke. So this is really a wonderful way of doing it. That is, by having exercise decreases your genetic risk. So it's not just people who are healthy who get a benefit. It's everyone. Couple bad stories. And these are horrible stories, if you will, from the history. One is the history of opiate injections. So opiates, that's what the narcotic overdoses that we're seeing this increase. Well, not only are the people dying of this, but they're also getting hepatitis C infections. They're getting other hepatitis B infections. They're getting hepatitis A transmitted. They're even getting some of the bad viral diseases that we don't know how to combat. So the problem is that the, if you will, the the opiate injections are a ticking time bomb that puts the rest of us at risk not using narcotics because of the infectious disease. That is, these people go and touch things, they prepare food, etc. And these drug-fueled infections are bad for all of America. The CDC has called it a ticking time bomb. So you got to worry about hepatitis B, hepatitis C, HIV, some of the other viral infections as well. Another story that's a little scary to me is the story about asparagine. That is, could asparagus be spreading cancer? And this is asparagine, apparently allows cancers to spread faster in a mouse model and in one other model, animal model of cancer. And so this amino acid, the asparagine, comes from asparagus, also in dairy, beef, eggs, nuts, seeds, not in fruits and vegetables generally, but in this study that was in Nature, which is really an important journal, cancer spread more when the mice were given the asparagine-rich foods. Again, it's not just asparagus. It's also beef, eggs, nuts, seeds, and whole grain. I'm a little worried about it, but I'm also worried that it's not duplicatable in humans. What do I think? And by the way, they gave these at reasonable doses. The message is, from my standpoint, is maybe I'm going to avoid asparagus for the next couple years until we get more data and learn about it. Are you a night owl? Well, regularly staying up at night increases your risk of death. This is a study of more than 433,000 people in a combination of Northwestern University and the University of Surrey in the United Kingdom. They found that the night owl people had about a 10% greater risk of dying over the 20 years of the study than the morning people. Pets in the nursing home. This, again, is not what I wanted to find, but what it does is it shows that pets are not only helpful, decreasing blood pressure, being a warmth, that's a wonderful thing, but in fact, they also are a reservoir for infectious diseases. So we need to make sure that people who, when you bring a dog or cat in a nursing home, that it's a relatively healthy one and isn't spreading infectious diseases. Okay, last story is about what is inflammation. Well, inflammation is the activation of cells and cell-derived components that have the job of fighting invasions, that is, fighting foreign things. You don't want them turning on yourself, but inflammation also gets activated by some of the food, that is, the carnitine in red meat, the lecithin and choline in cheese and egg yolks institute inflammation. So chronic inflammation, whether from gum disease or infections, low-grade infections, or from food you eat, is generally not a good thing. It increases your risk of heart disease and cancer, decreasing your own immune system's ability to fight infections. So make sure you avoid the foods that cause inflammation, foods associated with saturated fat. So that's the top news stories of the week this week. You've been listening to You, the Owner's Manual podcast number 888, triple eights. That's a good luck number, triple eights. And that's a great thing. So remember, does taxing soda actually stop people from drinking it? Yes, 48% reduction. Talk to your city council about raising your tax on soda. One, it'll decrease other taxes. Two, maybe you'll get better sports teams like Philadelphia has that raise their taxes. And they actually increased drinking water where they didn't have taxes. Value of social media, by communicating, if you have a problem with a doctor, a health system, a device, or a drug, you're helping people and the FDA find out what about it. What are the Clean 15? They're the vegetables and fruits you don't need to pay extra for. The best ones, avocados and the cruciferous vegetables. Don't pay extra on organic, but do wash everything three times, twice with bleach, and maybe four times, twice with bleach, twice with clean water. Use a salad spinner. Are you a night owl? Well, change your habits. Set a firm bedtime, and you can get healthier. And why am I avoiding asparagus now? I love asparagus, but the asparagine story is making me worry a little bit about it. We'll be back next week with a new You, the Owner's Manual, and a new set of great medical articles and what they mean to you. Hope you enjoyed it. Tune in for our guest. We have a spectacular guest interview coming right up. Thanks, Ben, for great engineering, and thank you for downloading us. Do tell your friends about us and do rate us weekly.